Well, as I announced last week, we have some very special guests with us today. Vital and Ketley Pierre, they are missionaries in Nicaragua. And Touchstone has had a relationship with Vital and Ketley for almost as long as Touchstone has been in existence. People from Touchstone have traveled to Nicaragua and helped them with their work on three different occasions. Twice, through the mission group 55-5, people went to help train children's ministry workers and put on a vacation Bible school for the kids there. And then another time, a team from Touchstone helped with the construction of a church facility. Vital and Ketley began their ministry in Nicaragua almost 10 years ago in a unique way. They built a swimming pool, of all things, that drew the kids from the community to the church where they would receive Bible teaching and then swim. And as those relationships were built and those children began to come, they also built an after-school center, finally a dormitory for children to stay in while their parents are gone on these cruise ships as they work. And they've built relationships and trust in communities around there where they've now started two other churches, and they have a third, which would make four total, that will be starting up very soon. Vital and Ketley are going to be sharing today during the teaching time. We'll resume our own study through the book of Joshua next week. But would you please give them a warm welcome?
Good morning. Wow, it is such a privilege to be here where James Church, you know, it just, it's another thing that to see James in Nicaragua and to come to be at his home church with Kim and all of these other beautiful brothers and sisters that have come and work alongside with us. Thank you so much for allowing us to be here and to share what God is doing through us in Bluefields, Cocra Hill, and Rama in the country of Nicaragua. And I would like to share with you in the books of Philippians 2 that it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. We have heard songs that talks about the cross. We took communion today that reminded us of the cross. To walk in different shoes. Also, God has invited us, is inviting us to also die to self. And that is hard. God, Jesus, who is God, became a servant. Did not consider himself to be God, but became as human being. Became as a man. When we came to Bluefields, Nicaragua, coming from another country, and coming to this place, we say, God, we cannot do anything here. We need you to change the life of the people that you're going to give to us. And do you know the first thing that God tells us to do? Die to self. So we can give life. The life of Christ in us can give life. We cannot have Ketley's life and God's life at the same time to give life to others. that requires for us to die. Die to our own way of thinking. Die to our own way to see the way I think things should be done. Die. Just like, you know, when you take an orange and then you squeeze the orange out, and then some of the seed will come out, isn't it? But in order for that to give birth to another orange, you need to take the seed of the orange. That orange need to die. You know, that seed has to die in order to give birth to another orange, another tree, isn't it? You know how it works, isn't it? Many times in the ministry, that's the same way we saw our lives. In order to give birth to our spiritual children, like Joel Garcia. Joel had just graduated in 2001 from the normal school, a school to prepare teachers in Bluefields. Joel heard from a teacher about a new program in town of an after-school tutoring program in Barrio Santa Rosa. As someone who likes to experience new things, he went for an interview. Joel told me later that his first impression was surprise by the way I received him with respect and dignity. He was hired. During the daily devotion to the children, Joel was touched by the word of God and specifically one song. The Lord has started to do his work in his life. At the same time, he wondered, what am I doing here? I did not come to church, but to teach. All of his teenage years, he refused to go to the Adventist church where his family attended because their lifestyle was completely different from what he has heard in church when he was a child. Joel was a great teacher, but his outlook was very depressing due to the lifestyle he was living. He was the unwanted child of his family. He has met his father only one time in his life. Joel was an alcoholic, a womanizer involved in witchcraft. In another word, a young man looking for purpose in life. Vital called him one day and presented him the good news of salvation. He accepted the message because he was attracted by Vital's walk in Christ. The walk which Joel has started, it was an answer to prayer because Vital has asked the Lord at the beginning of the church in February 2000 for Timothy, so he could teach the word of God, and in turn that Timothy will teach it to others, which Joel also started with his best friend Francisco. Joel was a good student. He started his discipleship class with Vital. He was with us every day in the after-school tutoring program. We started to walk in humility, that's part of the dying of selves, so he can become the person that God has created him to be. God started to surprise us in many ways by Joel's growth, change, and response to the ministry. After 3 years of discipleship class, Joel was sent to seminary in February 2004 at the Baptist Seminary in Managua. The Lord continued to develop his gifts while he walked with many people, young people, in the church where he served in Managua and in the Baptist hospital as a chaplain. During school vacation, he came back to Bluefields and caught the vision with the church family in Bluefields to start a new church in Kukra Hill in January 2007. It was the perfect time for Bethel Church in Bluefields because the members were feeling too very comfortable.
inside of the four walls. Even though we did have a lot of ministries going on in Bluefields, but we felt like, this is a time just to rest because we're tired of so much building, of so much construction, of so much work. The whole church had to stand because when we are too comfortable, we're just sitting down. Even though we're busy, but we're too comfortable. But Vital said, this is the time for us to go because God has called us to go and make disciples. Let us just go to another community. Let's go to Kukra Hill, a community that is 45 minutes away by boat from Bluefields, to walk alongside the people in Kukra Hill. We rented an old house. We were able to fix it with the missionaries from Bethel in Bluefields and immediately started the evangelization campaign in town, accompanying Joel. Wow. What a powerful witness to go out from our comfort zone, to walk in other's shoes and be surprised by God. Yes, the Lord surprised us many ways by his transforming power in our lives. The real surprise was the way the Lord has touched Joel's heart to take a sabbatical from his studies in the seminary in order to continue with the work in Kukra Hill. Joel accepted the call, opened an after-school tutoring program, the same program that he came to know the Lord, and he continued to walk with the young people that have accepted Christ. Kukra Hill, a community with the highest percentage of teenage pregnancy in Nicaragua, a high percentage of domestic violence, and the involvement in witchcraft is very high. Father Joel, as the people in the community call him, he had a great challenge. The daily walk with the people was not easy because it required lots of prayer in order to destroy these strongholds in people's life. At the same time, the community saw the impact in the lives of many children and young people, and Joel started to have credibility in the community. After 1 year of renting, the town's official were given land in the new neighborhood. Thanks to the witness of Joel in town, they gave us 2.5 acres of land in order to build a church and a school. The building project started in January 2008 and to be completed in January 2009. Not knowing where we were going to find the resources, we have started everything that we have done since 2002. We never knew how God was going to give us the resources. But by faith in God, who is able to do more than we ever imagined, we said, yes, we're going to be faithful in our tithes and offering, and we're going to wait to see what God has promised us, because God is a God of yes when we are obedient to him. And we continue to take that scripture in Malachi that says that when we give our tithes and offering to the Lord, God will open up, let me tell you. And when God started opening up, there's no stop, because we have not seen God stopping to bless this ministry. But this is a secret, isn't it? He's always dying to self, giving up what we think is ours, because nothing really is ours. Everything belongs to God. But when we're faithful and say, God, here is everything, my life, my pocket, everything, we cannot beat God. Remember that. During this year, Vital practically moved to Kukra Hill from Monday to Saturday. Every day to walk and to work alongside with Joel in the construction. God continued to surprise us by the amount of work teams from the Bethel Church in Bluefields and from the United States to accompany the construction building in Hoyle. It was interesting. Before the construction started, it was a year for Hoyle to leave and to go back to seminary because it was 1 year of sabbatical. When Vital asked Hoyle, well, it is time for you to go back. Do you know what he answered us? He said, I'm changing diapers. Meaning that those spiritual children that the Lord has given to me, I just cannot leave them. You did not leave me for 3 years. You walk with me. You mentor me to be where I am today. I just cannot leave them. And Joel decided to stay and started to work in the construction. But one of the things that really moved us was the way the Bethel Church in Bluefield became a missionary church. Giving of the resources, one woman, Marjorie, that really surprised us. One day we were like out of money. I said, God, you know, I know that you're God, that whatever you said, you're going to do it. And I remember Vital, I always said to Vital, we have to give what we have. Let us by faith give this. Weeks after that, Marjorie came to Vital and said, Vital, I have a special offering for the roof of the building in Kukra Hill. When Vital immediately called the deaconess of the church, Emelina, and gave it and started, to see how much money it was. When Emelina opened the envelope, they started counting how much money it was. The Lord matched what we gave, $1,000 from a woman. She's an engineer. She doesn't own her own house yet, but she believed in God when she was giving it for this construction. Surprisingly, this woman has been married for years. She has not been able to have a baby. Months after she gave that offering, God gave her a baby. Today, Marjorie has a child. To God belong the glory. When we give our all to God, God is able to give us even more than we anticipated. While we were doing the physical construction, the Lord continued to do so much work in the life of so many people in the church family. And I will invite Vital to continue.
God bless you. Let me tell you that God is a good God. When we give ourselves to Him, and when we are willing to obey Him, He can do a lot of things that we cannot even imagine. So we can see here, this is the finished building. And then if we continue, you will see inside the children. And you see the children right there. This is Hoel teaching. This is the young man, Hoel. He not only became the pastor of the church, also he is the principal of the school, and also the pastor of the church. Now, what is it now? Not only the Lord bless us, we accompany Joel to come to know the Lord. We sent him to seminary. He became a pastor. He became a principal. But also, the Lord provide for Joel, a beautiful young lady. Very soon, Joel is going to get married. And this young lady, she is studying administration. Joel is weak in administration, but he's good in the word. He's good in teaching and preaching the word of God. God provide also a young lady. She will accompany Joel. So, we have two young men here, Joel and Francisco. Francisco was invited by Joel to the church. And also, I took time and I shared the word of God with Francisco. Francisco also accepted Jesus Christ. Before my wife and I moved from Nicaragua, the Lord put it in our heart to start a church in Rama. Rama is a city of 63,000 people. And we moved to Rama. We rent a place and we started a church with Francisco, with Argentina Fletes and Alberto Fletes. Now you can see Francisco is looking at you. You have done such a good work by leaving your comfort zone to go all the way to Bluefields to teach, to accompany people in Bluefields. When you leave your comfort zone, you bring everything to people because we are not only physical, we are also spiritual. When you touch them, when you let them see you, see your eyes, you transmit everything you are. You give them everything you are to them. You become their. They cannot see Jesus, but they can see Jesus in you. They can see the humbleness of Jesus in you. And then you accompany them. You did that also very well. Not only that, you help us to lay blocks. You work hard under that hot sun. Get sweat hard. You help to build a school where your children, they are not going to that school, they are in the state. You didn't even know who is going to go in that school. But you pay your way. You went up there. You help us. You accompany us. My wife and I, we are so happy to see how the Lord use us and bless us. Now we are celebrating, you know, because we see also Joel. Joel, he has his own children, his own spiritual children. And in the name of my wife and also First Baptist Church in Bluefields, and we thank you. Thank you for accompanying us and thank you for helping us. But now you are asking in your heart, tell me now what you want to say, Vital. What is next? Next will be, I'm going to invite you, since you did it so well, I'm inviting you to go with me to Rama. Would you do that? I know you would. You will do that. Accompany us in 2011. In 2011, we are going to build another multi-purpose facility where we are going to give Argentina Fletes and Alberto Fletes chance also to have a place so that they can teach children, so they can have a school. I did my homework already. I went to the mayor of the city in Rama, and I asked him if he would give us also a 3.5 acres of land. He told us, oh, you're welcome in town. We don't have the money for right now, but what we are going to do, we're going to put you in our budget. So we will give you the 3.5 acres of land to build the church, the multi-purpose facility, the school, and also the church. So I learned my lesson. And Bluefield, I didn't know how to do it. In Bluefield, I bought 3.5 acres for $10,000. But in Cuco, I learned my lesson. The mayor gave us 2.5. Now we ask Rama, they are going to give us the 3.5. So, my brothers and my sisters, again, please accompany us. Let me, before finish this time of teaching with you, let me just say thank you, especially to Pastor Jeff, for allowing us to come and share with you, and also to Pastor Steve, and also to my brother James, and also to the group that went all the way to Nicaragua, to Bluefields. If you are here, would you please stand? Everybody that went with us, if you please, would you stand so that we can just recognize you? Thank you so much. And I'm waiting to see you in 2011. There's one man, he asked me, why 2011? 2011, we are going back in 2010. So 2010, I'm going to make the blocks. I'm going to start having the blocks because we are going to make all the blocks so that in 2011, you can come and accompany us. Again, thank you so much. May the Lord bless you.